My beloved friends, it's Lent and Ash Wednesday again. And probably like you, we go through Ash Wednesday and it's the same thing that we go over, which is not a bad thing. It's not bad to repeat things, and in the spiritual life, repetition is a good thing. But don't you wish you had a new view on it? Don't you wish you understood the temptation of Jesus and all these things and how we think about everything, that we thought about things differently and new, and that we uncovered something different? Well, I have. I've uncovered the secrets of Ash Wednesday and Lent right here in this video, exclusive for you. And if you stay with me in today's video, I will explain everything and show you the inner secrets of the temptations of Jesus in the desert. Please join me in a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this is the channel Uniquely Mary, where we explore all things Blessed Mother and everything Catholic, everything that she is, everything that she loves, which includes her son Jesus. We cover many different topics, such as the souls in purgatory. We also just have random reflections on the faith and many other things. As the Spirit inspires me, I put out videos. And today's video is about meditating more deeply on the readings for today for Ash Wednesday, because they give us the setup for everything that is Lent. So if we don't get this right, the rest of Lent doesn't really make sense. Now, just how we typically hear these readings of Jesus' temptation talked about is this. Typically we hear, maybe there's a couple explanations. So one of them is that Jesus goes and faces sin. He's tempted, he's victorious, he gives us strength. Another explanation is his use on scripture, that when we're being tempted, we need to use scripture as a defense and a way to counter the temptations. And maybe a last way that is typically explained or talked about is that Israel had to be 40 days in the desert, or 40 years in the desert. So Jesus had to be 40 days in the desert to kind of relive their experience and this time do it right. And all of those, are valid explanations. But I always ask myself, is there more? You know, there's a scripture verse somewhere that says that we should explore the treasures hidden in Christ. And I think, okay, if there's only three explanations, that's not a lot of treasure. There's got to be more there. And I've been thinking about a lot. Why three temptations? What do they have to do with us? What was the devil thinking? What was the logic behind what he was asking Jesus? Was Jesus even being tempted? Why was it tempting to him? These and other questions. So before we even go into this, we have to kind of put it in context. This has to do with everything in Jesus' life. Three temptations. That number is important. And it needs to take us back to the beginning of his life, before everything and when everything got started. First of all, Jesus has this similarity with one of the patriarchs of the faith. A patriarch is a fatherly figure. Abraham, the patriarch Abraham, one of the early, the one who started Judaism, he had these mysterious three visitors come and bless him and his wife and told him, you're going to have a child in a year. And these mysterious three people sometimes were talked about as God. Jesus, like Abraham, also had three mysterious visitors. You know them as the three wise men. Why are there three? Well, it doesn't say, but it says three gifts. And you can then gather from, well, Jesus was kind of reliving what Abraham was reliving. So Abraham had three visitors, so did Jesus. And people considered these wise men almost like gods. They were like these mysterious men from somewhere else that brought this mystical aspect to them. And they bring Jesus three gifts. Now, these three gifts have a connection to the three temptations of Jesus in the desert. Bet you never heard that before, but it's true. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And typically what they talk about is gold because he's a king, frankincense because he's God, and myrrh because of the sacrifice, because he's a priest. So sometimes we can talk about these things as being Jesus' priest, prophet, and king. There's a connection there. But it's not just on that level. It's also connected to God as Trinity. Gold represents wealth and represents kind of everything that has to do with wealth. Money, education, food, shelter, water, everything. Gold represents everything. So gold has to do with God the Father, because God the Father owns everything. And if you have the gold, you can provide. That's what a father does. So when they gave him that gold, it's honoring specifically God the Father. Myrrh is related to Jesus' death and his sacrifice. This is connected to the second person of the Trinity, the Son, who became incarnate as Jesus. Why is it connected to him? Because it was the second person of the Trinity that became incarnate and died on the cross as a sacrifice. Therefore, the myrrh is connected to the sacrifice, this outpouring of themselves for the benefit of another person. And then lastly, frankincense. This is connected to the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is that bond of union between Father and Son. And this love that they share is outpoured. It's intense. It is life-giving. It is complete and full. And it is so intense that it's another person that we call the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the love in God. And the love in God is a real person. It's not just an emotion or a feeling, it's another person, that it is so real. So when we talk about God being love, and that we worship this God who is love, in this sense, we offer incense to God, but specifically in a special way to the Holy Spirit. It's as if you can say that the poster child for God is the Holy Spirit. If you were to see God and see the Holy Spirit, the one that symbolizes God the most because of who he is the Holy Spirit. Now, you may not understand what that means, but if you think about it and ask God to reveal it to you, you'll understand. The Holy Spirit, in a unique way, symbolizes God, maybe even more than the other three, although all three are God. So frankincense is connected to the Holy Spirit. These three gifts are connected to the three temptations that the devil offers to Jesus. So here's the scene. Jesus is baptized, and we have the Trinity. So there you go. The Trinity was there in the gifts. The Trinity is there at the temptation. Jesus comes out of the water, and his Father speaks. And the Spirit, like a dove, rests upon him. And the very next thing that the Father says is, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."